program is already lining up probationers with farmers. Now the state is offering the same to inmates held in transition facilities. The first batch of prisoners have been placed in a Vidalia onion farm. Brian Robinson, a spokesman for the governor, says the program makes sense considering the state's issues with farm worker shortages.
Particularly at a time when it's hard to find jobs even for people who don't have criminal records. They have a chance to make money. They work in civilian clothes. They're not supervised. We are matching a need with a need. A need for labor and there's a need for jobs.
But critics say it amounts to forced labor. Edward DeBose is with the NAACP.
Inmates are so limited in what they are able to do, you know, and the concern would be whether the choice is actually the inmate's choice.
Last year, Georgia passed one of the strictest immigration laws in the country, which many blame for the farm worker shortage. Agriculture officials estimate the lack of workers is costing state farmers an estimated $300 to $400 million. For WAB News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.